Erling Haaland is super famous, I think, at this point. Soccer player from Norway, right?
Yes. He's the blonde guy that is just incredibly good, and everyone is like was scared of him because he's just so like big and strong and fast.
Yeah.
And impressive.
Yeah, so his last name, obviously Haaland. Tom Holland, the famous actor who is with Zendaya. Is he married to Zendaya, I think? It's the rumor, anyway.
Yeah, they're married. He also very famously played Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man. apparently reached out to Erling Haaland. But Erling Haaland didn't know who he was, and it was a humbling experience. So here he is talking about it on The Tonight Show.
You DM'd Erling Haaland, and he didn't respond to you.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland had no idea who Tom Holland was when he DM'd him and asked to hang out. He doesn't watch movies, so he thought that he was a random person.
Yes. Yes. And I tell you what, that is exactly the type of humbling experience that is important for actors.
Yeah. So Tom Holland wanted to take him out to dinner, and Erling Haaland was like, some weirdo just wants to take me out to dinner. No, thanks. Ignore.
It's genuinely so funny because rich and famous people must think like, oh, we all know each other. But I think you get to a certain something about like top athletes that just like completely bulldozes anyone else's fame because.
Well, and I think obviously this Erling Haaland guy, like he doesn't watch movies. His whole life is surrounded by soccer right now. So he doesn't know who Tom Holland is.
No.
Or care. And then find out, you know, he's like a superstar actor.
And he probably still doesn't care. That's the kind of funny guy that Erling Haaland is.
You know what? But a humbling experience for Tom Holland. And I'm sure once in a while it's nice to get that little reminder that not everybody knows who you are, even if you're Tom Holland.
Exactly.
This is kind of fun. So the Christmas movie, the Hallmark movie Holiday Touchdown, A Bear's Love Story, is filming here in Chicago. And it has caused some confusion because people are thinking that the Chris Kindle Market downtown here in the Loop is going up early.
Right, but it's not.
It's not
being built as a set.
Yeah, it's a set for this movie. And also, they're filming this Christmas movie in the Loop right now here in Chicago. We've got this like heat wave that's happening. It's going to be in the 90s this week, and they have to pretend it's winter.
They have to be wearing coats. Like, I would not believe this movie at all if they're walking around in just a long sleeve, because I have been at the Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah.
In a puffer jacket, UGG boots, two pairs of leggings, a scarf. Like, I
I mean, it has got to be pretty brutal to be filming this Christmas movie right now. And when you are, you know, these people, the actors and the extras who are on set and stuff, you got to do things over and over again. And sometimes it can take hours upon hours that they're sitting here. It's going to be 96 degrees, I think, one of the days this week.
Oh, no.
And they're going to be in their puffer jackets just waiting and standing and standing, because it's a lot of what that is. And they're going to be at the Chris Kindle Market.
But it's kind of cool that they're recreating it specifically for this movie. It looks fun.
Yeah, it looks a lot like it normally does. I think a little bit smaller scale because they don't need the whole thing, but it's in Federal Plaza like it normally is, and you can actually see camera crews and stuff. If you swing by there, it's kind of cool to see.
Oh, I'll walk by there just because I want to. I'm a chismosa. I just want to see what's going on.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe you can find your way into the background.
Exactly. Like, what if they're like, you know what? You've got a face for the big screen, young lady.
Yeah.
And then they put me in the movie.
The chances of that, you're just walking by and they go, Wait!
You
have a face for the big screen, young lady.
I'd be like, I've always been told I have a face for radio. And then they save me.
I hope that for you.
Thanks.
It's B96. We're commercial free this morning.